Hello and welcome to your GCSE Geography Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most fascinating and exam-relevant topics in your Physical Landscapes unit, human activities in glaciated upland landscapes. Whether you're revising for AQA, EdExcel or OCR, this episode has got you covered. Now, before we get started, I want you to picture something. Imagine standing in the Lake District, England's most famous glaciated upland. You're surrounded by dramatic U-shaped valleys, ribbon lakes like Windermere, and rugged peaks like Scafell Pike at 978 metres. It's stunning. But look closer, and you'll see wind turbines on the ridges, a reservoir dam holding back a flooded valley, conifer plantations on the hillsides and hikers on eroded footpaths. That tension between the natural landscape and human activity is exactly what this topic is all about. Let's start with section one, the core concepts. Glaciated upland landscapes are areas that were shaped by glaciers during the last ice age, which ended around 10,000 years ago. The ice carved out distinctive landforms, U-shaped valleys, hanging valleys, arêtes, corries and ribbon lakes. These landscapes are found across the UK, in the Lake District, Snowdonia in Wales and the Scottish Highlands. Now, humans have been living in and using these landscapes for centuries. The key human activities you need to know for your exam are farming, forestry, settlement, water storage and supply, renewable energy, recreation and tourism, and conservation. Let's go through each one. Farming. In glaciated uplands, the main type of farming is pastoral. That's animal farming, particularly sheep. In the Lake District, Herdwick sheep have been farmed for hundreds of years. Around 1,500 farms operate within the national park. Now, farming affects the physical landscape in several ways. Overgrazing, where too many animals eat too much vegetation, removes the plant cover that holds soil together. This leads to soil erosion, where rainwater washes soil downhill. Trampling by animals compacts the soil, reducing its ability to absorb water. This increases surface runoff, which can cause flooding downstream. So farming changes the processes of erosion and deposition in the landscape. Forestry. Large areas of glaciated uplands have been planted with conifer forests, mainly Sitka spruce and larch, for commercial timber production. The Forestry Commission manages vast plantations across upland Britain. Forestry has mixed impacts. On the positive side, tree roots stabilise slopes and reduce erosion. However, conifer plantations acidify the soil and streams as needles decompose, which harms aquatic life. They also reduce biodiversity compared to native woodland, as the dense canopy blocks light and limits ground vegetation. When trees are felled, the exposed soil is vulnerable to erosion. Settlement. Villages and small towns have developed in glaciated valleys, often at the valley floor where land is flatter. Settlement increases impermeable surfaces, roads, roofs, car parks, which means rainwater cannot soak into the ground. This increases surface runoff, which can cause flooding downstream. So farming changes the processes of erosion and deposition in the landscape.